Coming to you from Los Angeles, California, this is Cheat Day Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Cheat Day. This is Frankie. My gender pronouns are he, him, and his. And sitting across from me is the fantastic, incredible, and lovely
Kristen, gender pronouns she, her, hers.
Okay.
Is that doing too much?
Hey, mamas. No.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say Kristen in the house, and then you didn't. You switched it up.
I did.
And then I was going to tell you, how Kristen in the House sounds like a 90s like sitcom, like Hanging with Mr. Cooper or something.
Oh my God, it's hilarious.
Like Kristen in the House is filmed live in front of a studio audience. Had like that funky bass music.
Yes.
And then we go into a living room with a couch facing the fourth wall.
The fourth wall.
And you come in and you shout, Kristen in the House.
Oh, you like planned it all out.
I did. And then we have like the fake like cheer because like you're the lead and you came in, right? Fake laughter. And you say things like, cut it out.
Do I do the scissors?
And how rude.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But you didn't say it.
I didn't. So you can't say all that because I didn't say it.
I can't say it. So I take it back.
Okay.
I take back all of it.
All of it.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you want me to go more into how I am?
Sure. Let's do it.
So I don't know how much I've talked about this course that I'm taking, but I'm taking this course.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay. Before we say anything,
yeah.
How could we forget? Today is International Podcast Day.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Happy Podcast Day.
To everybody who is releasing podcasts or doing live podcasts across the nation and the world and everywhere. Happy International Podcast Day.
Happy day, happy day.
Yes. Okay, Mama. Sorry to interrupt.
No.
Please continue.
So I'm taking this course, and it's just a very emotional course. We were talking earlier before the show that I perhaps might be an empath.
Yeah.
And I just find myself crying a lot.
Okay.
My eyes are super puffy right now.
Yes, they are. You had like big sunglasses when
Yes, I did. I'd be like, I had a rough day, girl. I had a rough day.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was what the conversation that's happening is really good. It just happens to be very emotional. For me, at least. It's super emotional for me. But yep. You've taken this course too.
I have.
I know we've talked and you had a lot of the similar things to say about the course.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's you discover a lot of things about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not meant to be therapy, but it kind of turns into that.
It does.
At some point.
Yeah.
Because so many things come up for people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's interesting to see you go through this process. How I went through this process. So, yeah.
Yes.
I'm on the other side.
Yes. You are on the other side.
And I miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I think everybody should take this course
in
the world.
I think therapy in general is really helpful.
Yes.
Regardless of whether or not you think you have like a mental health concern, I think just, being a person, it's not easy, right? Like you go through a lot and there's a lot of things. Somebody can look and present really well, go through life, and people might think that you have it all together when in reality you don't. Everybody goes through things. Everybody has struggle and difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have somebody that you can talk to. When you find that right person, like you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We are advocates for mental health.
Definitely advocates for mental health. And everybody has something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody that has perfect parents who had perfect parents who had perfect parents. And we all come from very different histories and
correct
all of that stuff comes with us until it gets worked out. So even if you don't have issues, you might have your parents' issues, you might have your parents' parents' issues. environmental issues, mm-hmm. not like in regards to like the ozone layer, but just in the environment that you grow up within, you know, it's like we all get something, some of us more than others. So yeah, I'm a big advocate for therapy. And I think there's such a stigma around asking for help. And that's what therapy is. Therapy is, I feel like, a white flag saying I can't figure this out on my own, or I don't trust anybody in my life to process through these feelings. So I need to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really hard for people.
Yeah.
Like really hard for people.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, and I can talk as a person of color in my community. Going to therapy immediately sends out a something's wrong with this person. You are, you're crazy.
Right.
So a lot of people in the, at least I can speak for my community. Yeah, I was born in Puerto Rico, Dominican parents, grew up in a predominantly Dominican Puerto Rican environment. It is frowned upon to go to therapy. So yeah, definitely. But I mean, as you grow up, you are hopefully exposed to other things, you realize what it actually is and what a great help it can be.
Such a tool.
Absolutely.
In combating so many things that come mm-hmm. up on a daily basis, not just like hard to process feelings.
Yeah. I mean, you really learn like coping mechanisms and skills that you can utilize your entire life, you know?
Yeah. That I feel like are also like healthy.
Yeah.
And tend to have a more positive effect, not only on you, but also the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, close friends, family, strangers. It's mm-hmm. like we all impact one another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if I don't work my shit out, that affects every single person that I know.
Absolutely.
So, but we also live in a time where mental health is just kind of in the forefront of people's minds as far as it being, you know, like Anthony Bourdain, you have, you know, these mega stars like killing themselves, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, again, you think, they have it all together. Right. You know, they have everything. They have money. They have fame. Mm-hmm. You know, they have all the things. And yet it's, you know, mental health is a silent killer.
Yeah, because the things that you struggle with, you can't get rid of with money.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can't get rid of with people that are in your life or fans. You can't get away from it unless you work through it and process it and do all the work to deal with it.
Right.
And it can get to be too much for some.
Mm-hmm. Super heavy.
Yeah. Yeah.
On a more positive note.
So,
so in conclusion, mental health is great.
No, it's a really important conversation to have.
It is.
And I'm glad that you're going through this class.
Yeah.
Learning and growing and doing all the things.
Doing all the things.
Yeah. But we also should mention that today, this is actually our last episode for a minute of season two.
It is.
We've had 21 episodes. This actually 11. You add the 10 from the first, you got 21 cheat day episodes.
Yes.
You know, there's there's been some ups and some downs.
Yes.
I will say.
Yes.
We've had some struggles.
Mm-hmm.
I think the important thing is that we are growing, I feel, and we're getting better as we go on, right? If I should say so myself.
I agree with you, Frankie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We're really humble people.
Extremely humble. It's like the number one thing everybody says about me. So humble, that
how
gal.
How humble you are. Kristen in the house.
Kristen in the house. Cut it out.
How rude.
Oh.
But yeah, so you know, it's been interesting. We changed that up mm-hmm. from season one, which it was mainly you and I talking about things.
Yep.
And to season two, where we bring in guests. And you know, whenever you bring more people into a situation, it can get difficult.
It can.
Right?
Yep.
And we had some low moments and some high moments. But like Michelle Obama says, when they go low, you go high.
That's
right.
That's right. That's right.
But in our case, when they go low, we just let them.
We just
and sometimes we join them. Okay. We just go.
Okay. Yes. There were moments.
Wait, let me have, I'm feeling thirsty. Let me just have a little sip of this San Pellegrino limonada with menta.
Ooh. Which if you want to sponsor
Mama's
us.
Gave me. Yeah.
San Pellegrino.
It's good, actually. It has mint in it, and we were talking about how I've never had anything other than tea with lemon in it. I mean, with mint in it. It's enjoyable.
It's not bad. I'm just not a big mint person.
Yeah.
I only like my mint in like a junior.
Okay.
Mint.
Or like a mojito.
Not even a mojito.
I've never had a mojito.
Neither have I.
Talking my ass. I don't even know. Does a Moscow Mule have mint?
That's a good question. I know it comes in a really fancy copper like
it
mug.
Does. I think that's the part that I like the most because I don't drink alcohol.
It's a very sophisticated beverage.
Yeah.
Can see you sipping on it at the bar, waiting for your date to arrive.
Waiting for IT guy to arrive.
Oh,
the tea, honey.
Spell it, Frankie.
The tea. No, I can't get into that.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's the last episode of the season, yes. And season 3 will be coming next year, and more changes to be expected. I think we are finally in our groove. And we just want to continue on with that and incorporate some new aspects to it. What are some things that you would like to see maybe?
I would like to maybe see a musical guest.
I would love that.
Like Action Bronson has this really weird show where he has like a musical guest and a chef. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. I can tell you what the name of it is. He does Fuck That's Delicious on
Vice.
Thank you. Okay. But he does this other show where he has like a musical guest and they're like making something and there's a chef and they have like a wine guy come in and then they have like a comedian come in and tell jokes or play basketball. And I would love to see something like that, only you wouldn't be able to see it. You'd
Nobody
just be listening to it. Yeah, pretty much. But musical guests.
We're a good show for imagination. Yes. So here, guys, imagine. We're cooking. We're performing.
We're cooking. We're performing.
Well, you'll be able to hear. So basically, and I think you and I are on the same page. We want kind of like a talk show variety show.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we have, you know, we might have space to like a performance, mm-hmm. not like a big band, but maybe like a person and a guitar.
Yeah.
We could accommodate that.
Like unplugged situation.
Yeah. Ukulele.
Okay.
A banjo,
a harmonica.
Harmonica. Yeah.
What is the
the triangle?
Not the, okay. Yes. The triangle, but no, the tambourine. Tambourine. The triangle, the cowbell. We need more cowbell.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You know what's missing from the songs?
Cowbell. I've tried to tell her. She won't listen to me.
Exactly. Yeah, so we want like a variety show.
Yeah,
right?
I want a variety show. Yes, from a plus size multicultural.
Yeah.
LGBTQIA viewpoint.
And everybody who's good people.
Exactly.
I think we just want to showcase people that have talent who are doing good work.
Activism.
Want to tie it all together.
I'm really big on activism.
And show how we are all one.
We are.
Stop separating each other.
Yeah.
Let's work together. That's how they got us the last time. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
November 6th.
Oh my God.
I'm going to take another sip.
Take another sip, girl. I'm going to take a sip, too. Mm.
Is it rude that we're drinking doing a podcast?
No. I don't think so. I think people are like, well, they're doing such a good job talking to each other. They need to stop and take a sip of some kind of beverage. You know, you want to keep the voice, you know, going. And I think people get it. They understand.
I think so, too. Yeah, because, I mean, we have many conversations, mm-hmm. right, in our private office.
In the headquarters, in the Cheat Day Podcast headquarters.
Imagine it.
Reporting from.
Yes.
We have a studio guy that does all of our sound in production. Not yet, but we will.
Yeah, no, that's gonna happen. Maybe not season 3, but I'm sure like season 25.
Okay.
Definitely.
Maybe season 10.
Maybe.
Maybe it'll be sooner than that. Maybe season 10 we'll have a tech guy that can just, or a tech gal.
Hey, yeah.
I'm just open to having somebody that knows about tech.
Or a tech person.
To come on in.
Gender nonconforming. Yeah.
Yeah, we're open.
Absolutely.
I encourage it.
Yeah. So yeah, we want to move in a direction where we have more people come in and talk about a specific topic, maybe something that they, you know, artists are doing art and they tie it into activism, mm-hmm. or as we've had designers who tie their work into, you know, a work in other countries with different communities, which I think is very interesting, or even showing people how to run a business and pursue other dreams. Like we had Kelsey Rose Weber, who runs her own business, is a model and is doing big things, which by the way, she just cut and dyed her hair.
Oh, and she said she was going to do that.
It's so nice.
What color is it?
I think it's like a silvery blonde.
That's right. She was going to go silver.
Yeah, like a grayish. It's nice. I commented on Instagram, on the Insta, because she documented the whole process.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
I told her it was gorgeous.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it is so beautiful.
She said, thank you, love.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. And she's such an amazing person. And that's another thing that was, I think, amazing during season 2 is that we've been able to connect with people in the community, some that we knew well, some that we didn't know all that well, some that we didn't know at all, mm-hmm. but who we basically have had a conversation with here and there, mm-hmm. like Kelsey Rose Weber.
Yeah, caught a good vibe.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She was really incredible. We had Mav Viola.
Hilarious.
So funny. And definitely, I think we've invited all the guests that came to season 2 to come back, but Mav definitely has to come back.
You hear that, Mav?
Yeah.
If she's listening, back, girl. She's listening. She's listening.
Bring the family. We have many things to talk about.
Yes.
Maybe bring the family one time and then come back. Just you. Because, you know, we go kind of dirty at times with Mav.
We do.
So, which is fun. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that we... this show is kind of like for adults, let's just say. I mean, but we have explicit language at times. We try not to, but if it happens, it happens.
And we talk about things that might be hard for someone of the younger stature to digest.
Correct. Or for somebody who's older. I just feel like we are not going to censor ourselves. Mm-mm. We value people who remain themselves through and through. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be ourselves and talk about the things that we are going to talk about. And if you don't happen to agree, that's fine. Perhaps we're not the podcast for you, but we are definitely...
Please click out of this page.
Just leave now.
Just take your things and go.
But perhaps we are the podcast for you and you feel exactly the way that we do, or you're not offended by a word or this or the other. Of course, we're not going to be like horrible people because we are just not that. But, we're going to talk about experiences and things that are going in our lives, and it's not for everybody. Not every podcast is for everyone.
It's true. That's why there's so many to choose from.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there are many.
There are a lot of podcasts.
Like millions.
Millions. I like all the changes. Yeah. And I'm excited to kind of see where we go as far as like a brand. And, you know, we've never done anything like this. We're learning as we go. You guys are witnessing. Our listeners are witnessing. We're not witnessing.
Listening.
to our growth.
Yes.
Discovering more about ourselves, what makes us tick, what we think's important. But I definitely think there's an art and activism theme within the show.
Absolutely.
I think that those two things have always been present. You know, we both are artists.
Yeah.
And we both are big advocates.
And just big.
We big.
Yeah.
Okay, but we fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fat and fabulous. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, art and activism, I think, are our two main things.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see where we take that. We're wrapping for season two. This is our last show, like Frankie said.
Mm-hmm.
And over the next couple of months, we're going to be reworking what we want the show to be, revamping, mm-hmm. kind of turning it more into a variety show and figuring out what that looks like and how you book guests. You know, when you first start doing a podcast, people don't know who you are. So, yeah. you know, I think we've been very lucky and fortunate to have the people that we've had as guests mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, they're all doing amazing things and they mm-hmm. took time out to come and do our podcast.
Yeah.
And I think at the same time, you and I are learning how to be better hosts.
Absolutely.
And just kind of how to direct things and just like mm-hmm. all the ins and outs of doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You handle all the production, which thank God, because like I swear I would have thrown the laptop a long time ago. I would have been like banging on the keyboard going, why? Why are you doing this to me? Oh my God. Computers have it out for me. I swear to God.
Yeah, no, they're difficult.
They are very difficult. So I thank Jesus for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Well, I thank Jesus for you.
Oh, thank you, Frankie.
Yeah.
I love you so much.
I love you.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll stop.
But yeah, I'm excited to see, you know, what we come back with, figuring out who we want to book.
Yeah.
And not figuring out, you know, figuring out who we want to come and do the show, like really kind of stepping out of our comfort zone and asking people that may not even respond to an invite, but mm-hmm. maybe they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to have, you know, any number of people I would love to have on the show.
Yeah. Now, one thing that I will say.
Okay.
And it's just, if you don't want to do the podcast, don't tell us that you want to do the podcast.
Yeah, there's that.
Because, you know, because we plan, you know, we take a Saturday. We work Monday through Friday.
We
have full-time jobs.
We do.
And we take a Saturday out of our weekend to record, which is exciting. I love doing this. And it's, you know, when you're doing something that you love, it doesn't feel like work, right? So, I mean, at times it does feel like work.
Right.
But it's work that I enjoy.
Right.
So we book guests in advance so that we're prepared and we sort of plan things accordingly. So when somebody says that they're going to do it and then they ghost you, it's not a great feeling.
It's not.
So just if you don't, I know in LA, there's like this whole like feel like everybody, when you see them socially or you talk to them socially, everyone agrees to everything, even though nobody actually wants to do any of it.
Okay.
You know? But we ask you that if you don't actually want to be on the podcast, just say that you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That will be much easier for us.
Yeah, and if you do want to do the podcast, y'all should slide into our DMs
yes.
on our Instagram page and let us know. We're looking specifically for people who are artists and yeah. are involved in activism.
Yeah, and we would prefer somebody who is local.
Yes.
Because we really enjoy that in-person connection with people.
Getting to know new people.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, future coffee partners.
Yes.
If people drink coffee or drinks.
Or tea. Or water.
Or soda.
Any beverage, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're drinkers, not of alcohol, though.
No, just not of alcohol.
I don't drink alcohol.
I don't really drink alcohol.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll have a cupcake.
Mm. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you can look back at season two, what are some sort of like your standout moments, would you say?
Definitely Mav. Mm-hmm. Loved Mav. I loved all of our guests, but, you know, I'm starting back at stand-up comedy. And when she came and she did the show, I kind of was just newly inspired. Just actually this podcast has kind of inspired me to want to
mm-hmm.
at least start the process of going back to stand-up comedy. And I've done some open mics and I've been writing stuff down. Like when people say it's funny, I write it down. And Mav was, it was just such a fun banter back and forth. Like,
yeah,
you know, so I loved that. Caesar, oh my God, living for the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And also hearing my voice and not cringing.
Yeah, that happened in season two.
I don't necessarily listen to the show after you know, it's been edited. Mm-hmm. And because it makes me cringe a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've caught myself a couple of times listening and I'm like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. The sound of my voice doesn't make me want to claw my eyes out, which is good. That's growth. That's progress. And I'll take it. Yes,
absolutely.
I will take it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I just think all the learning that we did as far as, you know, just the roles we took on, and I don't know, I'm excited to take what I've learned in season one and season two, just by doing a podcast and applying that to season three, four, five, what have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that the same thing with the voice. I think season one, there was a lot of hesitation. There was a lot of, I didn't like my voice. I could really hear my accent. And again, it's like cringeworthy. But I think the more comfortable that we become, the better it sounds. And we have new microphones. I think this, yeah, that's the new microphones have definitely given me some life. So I will mention the new microphones because they got us together.
Yes.
And I think, again, like you, I love all of the guests. I think everyone brought something different to the table. We thank Renee for being our first. That was really amazing. God.
And the donuts.
Yeah.
And the charcuterie board.
Yes. No, that was incredible. That's something we need to repeat. But I also think Mav was definitely, because it was lovely to see you in your element, and I could see that passion igniting again. That was really nice to see, because you like jumped into it immediately, you know. And I love fashion, so I love talking fashion. So having Kat and Caesar and Kelsey, you know, to talk fashion was really great as well. And then Andrew to talk about the show that he's doing, Best in Drag. Mm-hmm. That's coming up in October 7th.
Yes, it is.
So
he's been posting a lot of pictures and yeah.
So yeah, we've been lucky that people have agreed to come to the space and chat with us for some time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But we've been really fortunate to have that and to be able to share with other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hashtag grateful.
Very much so.
Hashtag very blessed. Much so. Okay, Frankie, what are three of your goals for season three?
Okay, three goals. I would like surrounding the podcast, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like to be more active in Instagram. Mm-hmm. Not so much. I mean, we post now, but I would like us to be more present, like our faces, you know? Because for a long time, I think people thought that it was just you doing it, because it was really just pictures of you, which is fantastic.
We need pictures of Frankie.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll get there.
Okay.
I also would like to be more involved with the things that I came to LA to do, put myself out there more. Through the podcast, we're doing that, but I want to see what else is out there. And I just want to learn how to be a better interviewer, right? To be a better interviewer, to be able to get more guests and be able to talk to people from all walks of life who are doing amazing things. Mm-hmm. How about you?
I want that too. Like I want people to be ringing our phones off the hook because they want to come and do the show.
Yeah.
That would be pretty sick.
We're fun people.
We are really fun people, I will say. I don't know if you guys know this or not by now. I'm sure you do. We are fun people.
And humble.
Very humble. Yeah. So humble. People are saying it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two are just, just so humble.
No, but we do. We like to have a good time. We like to have, you know, a charcuterie board if possible. Cronuts at the very least. We had cronuts every single show. People... Yeah. Who came, if they wanted a cronut, it was there.
Yeah.
It was there to be had.
Yeah.
So I would like to keep that going.
I mean, fair to say, you know, we kept this podcast going in the midst of a whole lot of stuff.
Yes.
That people don't know because, you know, it's private stuff. But there were a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. And we kept this going consistently.
Yep.
So they didn't always get a charcuterie board.
No.
But they got something.
But they got some. They got a Corona.
A drink, you know.
Sparkling.
Water, Soleil. Soda, something.
Yeah.
LaCroix, whatever.
San Pellegrino. San Pellegrino. Coffee.
I mean, we're classy bitches.
We offer many different beverages when you come and do Cheat Day Podcast.
Yeah. Pinky up.
Yes. We'll work it out.
Yes.
We'll work it out. But yes, I definitely want people to want to come and do the show and talk about all the great things that they're doing in the community and how we can support their creativity. Mm-hmm. I also want to be in a regular practice of doing stand-up comedy when we start season three, just because I think, you know, maybe even I want to take an improv class. I would like to take an improv class.
Yeah.
By the time we start into season three, because I definitely think podcasting is very improv-y.
Absolutely.
Kind of have to know what to say in the moment. And I would prefer whatever it is that's coming out of my mouth to be funny, because I like making people laugh.
You do.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yes.
I also like to make people think.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it's like the art and the activism, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there can be a beautiful marriage of the two. And so, yeah, I want improv class. I want to be doing stand-up regularly by the time we start season three. I want, and I guess the last thing is I just want to be able to send out PR boxes to the next, you know, set of guests we want to come have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're designing some fun things with, you know, we're branding.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. We're a brand.
We're brand.
Cheat Day Podcast, the brand.
Get at us.
Yeah. Come at me, bruh.
Come at me, bruh.
Come at me, bruh.
You want to fight, bruh?
Yeah.
Give me a beer, bruh. You got any brewskis?
I'm going to have the San Pellegrino.
Okay,
right,
so you don't
just
drink.
Just take it.
Oh, I'm tired. My eyes are puffy. But I really love doing the podcast. I love you guys.
Yeah, I mean, for those who are listening, we are really, really thankful for your support. And please communicate with us. Comment, rate, if you want to.
No, rate us. No, not if you want to. We need you to. We want you to. So therefore, you should.
We need to be validated.
We need to be validated, all right? And not the parking, okay? No. Like we. Well, you know, we don't need validation. But it is nice to know that people are listening. And we know you're listening when you slide into our DMs and you know, you rate and you comment like how great we are.
Yeah.
You know?
IT guy.
IT guy.
Get at me, bro.
Get at me, bro.
I don't know what I'm saying.
You want to go on a date, bro?
I think I've had too much San Pellegrino.
Have you?
I don't know what I'm saying. Where am I? Am I outside?
Am I out? Oh my God. Is that a bird? What's that noise?
So I think we both had too much San Pellegrino.
Yeah.
So it's time for us to go.
Yep.
But again, thank you. And we will be back before you know it.
3 months will go by super quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So please, until then, if you haven't listened to season one, go ahead and do it. I would like to say the sound is not great, so I apologize in advance. But some of the content is pretty good.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right? And then listen to season two again, because you can never have enough Cheat Day.
And you can never have enough Kristen or Frankie.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I can be too much sometimes.
No, but
you can never have
much,
enough
no.
Kristen. Kristen in the house.
Kristen in the house.
How rude.
Cut it out. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Make sure to rate us and leave a comment. We hope you guys come back next week. But in the meantime, you can go to our website at cheatdaypodcast.com, and you can find us on Twitter and the Insta at Cheat Day Podcast.